Good.
What's up?
To sign on advice. My apologies, by the way, for yesterday. My grandmother-in-law's birthday party is in Yerushalayim, and the female members of the party decided to show up at 3 o'clock instead of at 1:30 when we had organized.
Mm-hmm. It actually worked out conveniently because I wasn't here. So when you said that you're going to have to catch up tomorrow, I was like, yes.
Excellent. Okay. Fine. Okay, so we've been discussing other cases of potential lavadita klasi, right? So first it suggested hashavat ha'avut or...
Like with the bitul.
Returning a mashkein. Alternatively, it suggested the same basic issue of hashavat zela, right, returning something that was stolen, right? And then it said that no, even with a ger, if the ger died and you haven't returned it, that doesn't mean that, you know, you didn't return it. It means that a shiavud wasn't fulfilled, and so you, as the de facto person, will now continue to own what you should have paid the ger, right? So, and there's another case where we can find a case of both chemo over chemo, chemo, or a bit over bit low, either with peya, right? With peya, you're meant to leave over something at the corner of your fields and then harvest it later, right? And you're meant to leave it for a neem to harvest it. Excuse me, it's only if they don't come and take it, then you're allowed to harvest it.
So
if
today, should there still be...
complicated, I'm not getting into it right now. Like, very complicated.
So complicated.
Yeah, a complicated question. Right? With... what happens if you didn't? So then you're meant to leave over some of the produce at a later stage of the process. We have in a Mishnah, right? The san mitzvahs peah lahafresh min akama lehifresh min akama mafresh min amarim lehim hifresh min amarim mafresh min akri ad shaloi mireach mirechoi maiset me'aser v'naisein lei. Right? As we have in the mitzvah peah, you're meant to set aside when it still stalks, when it's still in the ground. If not, then you can keep doing it, and then you can keep setting aside peah until it's ready for distribution and selling, right? Until the grain is finished being processed.
And if you don't do it at that time,
sure. At that stage, the Mishnah sounds like you can't do it at all. What you should do is you should take maaser, and then you'll give it to the ani, right? And the implication is that it's no longer a chayev, and that you can no longer give real peah at that stage because peah is part of from maaser. So the fact that we're saying you have to give maaser means that you can no longer give peah, right? And this was a deraisa peah, meaning you were mevatel peah. So kimo lo kimo if you didn't give it straight away, and bitlo if you didn't give it by the time that you can no longer give it. Right, that's the argument. Right, so peah... Depends. Rabbi according to that argument, Reish Lakish would say right when you didn't give it at the beginning, if you didn't immediately fix it, right? If you didn't set aside right at the beginning, you harvested the entire field. So then if you didn't immediately set aside something of what you just harvested, then you would get Malchus, right? Rabbi Yochanan says no, it would be when you've done the Miruach and now it's Chayev in Maestros. The second it's Chayev in Maestros, you can't give Peah anymore. And therefore you mevatel the mitzvah of Peah. So it says no, the Rabbi Ishmael, the Amar af mafresh mino yisa. So no, really, there is no case of bitlo, according to Rabbi Ishmael, who says that you would keep giving peah even after you've ground up the wheat to make flour, after you've baked bread. You would give him a loaf of bread as peah. Right? So in that case, there's no bitl, right? There's no possibility. What's the obvious problem? What if you eat the bread? Right? There is still a way to get rid of it, right? Well, Rabbi Ishmael, nami meshkachas ladach alisa. What if you ate the bread? This is the acheres. Right, the second run, remember we said this is one case where you can get malchus. Right, what was the case where we said that is where you can definitely get malchus? That's previous amud. Right, previous amud.
It's not your north okay, right?
No, it was. No.
everyone according to their abilities.
Yeah, it was Shiluchakan.
Was it?
It was Shiluchakan.
Was Shiluchakan?
Shiluchakan was
which
the one.
Which was the doubtful one? The one that you said, and then we.
Oynes, right? So we're going to say that really the other one that we're saying is Shiluchakan, and this where Rabbi Yochanan would agree, you can get Malkus. Right. Aval Oynes loy, but Oynes you would not get Malkus. Everybody would agree that you don't get. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan would say you don't get Malkus for Oynes. Why? The hecha amrin al das Rabbi mainly hapara lidvar rishus avar mitzvah yesh lehapara. Remember, we said the way to be totally mevatel the mitzvah of remarrying her is to take a neder al das Rabbim. Right?
It seems like
so we said no. It's true that we never do a hapara for a neder al das Rabbim, but that's if the neder was to refrain from something which is rishus, which you could do or you could not do. Here it's a mitzvah, right? Therefore, we would be do hapara even for this neder. Right? Even for a neder al das Rabbim in this case, because you would do a neder to not turn off the mitzvah. Right? Because we see that there was a case where there was a person who was teaching little kids Torah, and he was like, he was too harsh on them. He wasn't nice to them. He was treating them very harshly. And Rav Acha made him take a neder that he would never teach anymore because he was like a very intense teacher. He was too harsh. And then Ravina was matir the neder on the grounds that they couldn't find a better teacher than him. So you see that for a mitzvah, you'll be matir even a neder al das Rabbim.
Only if
no one
else can do
a mitzvah. It depends on the, that'll depend on the mishnah. Sometimes there are mitzvahs that everybody has to do. Right? Okay. Fine. So back to the Mishnah, we're talking about a case, somebody who eats nevela, it's trefe, some animal which was improperly shechted, an animal which suffered from a flaw which will cause to die within the next year, right? Shkotzim or masim, like things that crawl, so ants, mice, whatever, right? Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman de Achal Benisa de Ve Karba. So somebody who ate this thing, a binisa de karba. What is a binisa de karba again? It is. It's a worm that you find on kruv, cabbage. Right, a worm found on cabbage. Right, if you eat it, you get malchus because of it's a sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. Right, it's a land-based crawly thing. Land-based crawly things, you get malchus.
Not carrots.
I'm sorry.
Not carrots. But yes, carrots.
I don't think that those are nicer carrots. I don't think they are Nisar Karis. Don't think so. Huda Achal Benis de Rekarva Venagde Rav Yehuda. So there was a guy who did this. He ate that worm. I don't know why anybody would eat a worm, but he ate a worm. Right? And then Rav Yehuda gave him Malkus. Amar Rabbaye. Achal Putisa Loike Arba. Somebody who eats a putisa. So that's some sort of worm in the water. Right? It's a fish that you're not allowed to eat. You get 4 malchus. Nimala leke chamesh. If you eat an ant, you get 5 malchus. Mishum sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. Because of the additional esser of sheretz hasheretz al haaretz. A tira is like a bug of some sort, right? It's a flying bug.
You're saying per ant, you each get 5
left. Yes.
So if you ate, like, say, 10
Yes. I mean, assuming you each time was a separate incidence of Isser. Tzira'a loike shesh mishum sheretz ha'oif. A tzira is some sort of flying bug, you get 6. So if you're interested in Rashi, where he counts up the Isserim, right? Shnei lavim, there's one Isser of sheretz ha'mayim that's written in Vayikra, and another one in Dvarim. And then there are 2... then there are 2 prohibitions on insects in general, whether no matter where they live. So loisetam u es nafshei seichem. Sorry, loisetshatsu es nafshei seichem, and loisetam u bahem. Right, that's 4 prohibitions. That's for water. Then there's another one of sheretz haaretz for a land crawly thing, and then an extra one sheretz haaretz plus sheretz haoif for a flying crawly thing.
So you get 1 lash for every...
No, you get 1 incidence of 39 lashes.
Yeah,
That's a lot of lashes.
So if you eat one hand, you get 39 times 5 lashes.
That's what the Gemara just said.
Right. Oh. So for an end, it's 5 times 39.
Yes.
Not just five lashes.
No. When the Gemara says you get lashes, you get 39 lashes. 40 lashes, but we dash and you'll see it, 40 minus 1. So 39.
Yeah, so don't eat that.
I mean, they don't do it if somebody's going to die. They don't do it if it's going to kill him. If it reaches the stage where it's going to kill him, they stop. But yeah.
Can I give him like 39 and then like wait for him to heal and then give him another 39 wait for him to heal?
I've always wondered. I'm actually not certain what they do in this case. I'm not certain exactly what that means, right? Do they do it immediately or do they do it with a break? I'm not sure. Good question. I assume they mean they do it immediately.
He saved
don't eat ants. That's all I've got to say. Amar Rav Achai, Hamashes Nekavav Iver Mishum Loise Shatzu. Okay, so Rav Achai says that if you need to go have a poo, specifically a poo, and you delay it, then you are transgressing a prohibition of Loise Shatzu Es Nafshay Seichel. We pass in usually this is actually Derabon. But the prohibition does exist. Amar Rav Bibi Barabai Rav Bibi the son of Bai said, hey man, what? Maybe if it's a right to your lashes.
Don't hold your poo.
Amara Bibi Barabai, hey man, the shasi bak bekarna de umna kaavar mishum loy loy se shaksu. So, somebody who drinks using the same implement as they used to use to do bloodletting, they used to think that if you let out somebody's blood, then that's healthy for them. That was like a refuah.
Yeah, like
right?
The bad blood you use.
Exactly. That was what they thought. They thought you'd let out that the bad humours is actually what they called it. Anyway, so if you drink using that instrument, that's also a lav of Lisa Shatsu. It's Lisa Shatsu. Don't poison yourself, right? Amarava bar Ravuna Risak Tisha Nemalim Vehavi Echad Chai Vehishliman Lekezayis Leke Vav He Mishum Birya Vehad Mishum Kezayis Nevela. Rav Acha says, let's say you were to colorize 9 eggs. Like smash them up. And then you would bring one more ant, which is still alive, and eat all the nine ants of ant pulp, plus the live ant, and you would get 6 lashes in that case. 5 lashes, like we already discussed, for eating ants, right? Sorry. No, 5 because of the one live ant, because that's a birya, right? So to be chayev on one ant, which is less than a kazayis, you have to eat it in its original form, right? So it hasn't been smashed, right? And then an extra one set of lashes, so an extra 39 lashes for a nevela, because you killed 9 ants and then ate them. Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan Avilu Shnayim. Right, Rava said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even with 2 ants, this would be true. Vehu Shnayim Vehu. Right, Avilu Shnayim Vehu. Even if there were 2 ants, that would be fine. Rav Yosef Amar Avilu Echad Vehu Velo Pligi Ha Berav Rei Ha Vesutri. Rav Yosef said even if there was only 1 ant and then you brought a live ant, this would still be true. And they're not all disagreeing; they're all agreeing. The shear is really kazayis. The question is, how big are those ants? So apparently Rav Yosef had an ant that was half an olive.
Half a what? No, you get those really big ones.
No, but they're not going to be
half an olive?
In Brazil, there are ants that are about this big.
Apparently. That's what we're discussing.
Called bully ants, because when they bite you, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, those ones that have those like big storage things in the back.
Okay, that's what we're discussing. Whatever it is that these people are talking about, right? That's what we're discussing. Okay. Achal tevel ma'aser rishon. So if you eat tevel or you eat ma'aser rishon, which the trumas ma'aser has not been taken. Remember we discussed this, right? Ma'aser rishon, after it's given to the Levi has to take a truma from it, 10%, which is trumas ma'aser, and give that to the kohen. So if you either eat tevel or you eat ma'aser rishon where the truma was not taken. Amar Rav achal tevel shel ma'aser ani. Look. So Rav said that if you ate tevel of a maaser ani, meaning truma was taken and maaser rishon was taken, truma's maaser was taken, and now we're up to maaser ani, and you haven't yet taken the maaser ani. If you would eat that tevel, right, then you would get malchus. Kiman, who did this passing like? Ki haitana desanya marabi yosi yachol lo yehi chayevela ala tevel shalehu rami minu kol ikar hu rami minu truma gleila shalehu rami minu meiser rishon meiser rishon velo meiser sheni velo meiser ani min dayin talmud loy bar loyitzvach alechol bisharecha vegoimer lalano emir veachlu bisharecha vesaveu malala meiser ani avkan meiser ani.
Guys playing a clever
halakha. Amar, Rahman al-Isukhal. Okay, Alex, wait. Who's he passing like? He's passing like a bracer that said, how do you know that I would have thought you only get Malkus for Tevel, which has had nothing taken from it, which still has Truma and Meiser Rishon and Truma's Meiser, everything's still in it, right? How do I know that if you take out the Truma, you'll still get Malkus? And if you take out the Meiser Rishon, you still get Malkus. If you take out Truma's Meiser, you still get Malkus. And until you've taken out Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, remember different years, right? Every first, second, fourth, and fifth year is Meiser Ani, and every third and sixth year is Meiser Sheni, right? How do I know that either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani would be sufficient to cause you to still get Malkus? The answer is because it says Lo Yisuchal Lechol B'Sharecha, you will not be able to eat this in your gates, meaning normally, right? You will not be able to eat this in the normal fashion until you've taken everything out. And then later on it said about Meiser Ani Ve'achlu B'Sharecha B'Saveu, and they will eat in your gates and they will be satisfied. Therefore, they can, when they can, the argument is that when they can eat in the gates, so, meaning the Aniim, so can you. The Amar Rav Yosef Ketanai. Rav Yosef said that this is in fact subject to a machlekes tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer Elazar Emer. Rabbi Eliezer Emer Ein Tzarich Likrois Es Hashem Al Meiser Ani Shel Demai. Rabbi Eliezer says you do not have to be mafresh Meiser Ani from Demai. Okay. Do you know what Demai is? Yeah. Basically, Demai is as follows, right? There is a, we have a, an assumption halachically that an Am Haaretz, right? Somebody who's not educated, doesn't know halacha, is maybe not so careful, right? He'll take truma because he knows that it's an Isra Misa B'Dei Shemayim to eat Tevel without taking out truma. But he won't realize that it's also asked to eat Tevel, which the Meiser hasn't been taken out. So they won't take out a Meiser originally, they won't take out Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. Right? Therefore, the question shows up. Rabbi Eliezer asked, do you have to take out, do you have to be Koreshim? Do you have to designate a part of the Demai that would, you don't have to do it with Truma, you definitely do with Meiser Rishon, right? If you receive produce from an Am Haaretz, you have to be Mafresh Meiser Rishon. None of this is L'Meiser, by the way. These didn't even not apply to L'Meiser as well as them for various reasons, right? Do you have to designate a place for Meiser Sheni, for Meiser Ani, excuse me, in Demai? That was the question. So Rabbi Eliezer says no. And Chachamim Omrim Koreis Hashem Ve'inu Tzarich LaHafresh. Chachamim say you do have to designate the Meiser Ani of Demai, but you don't have to actually take it out. Why not? Because it's a monetary gift that you give to Aniyim, and so it's on them to prove that this Demai hasn't already had Meiseris taken. You have to designate the Meiser Ani, so it's not Tevel anymore. So it's for sure not Tevel, but you don't actually have to give it to anyone because that's monetary, and when it comes to monetary gifts, we say that to actually force somebody to give you something of monetary value, you have to prove that it belongs to you, and the Aniyim can't prove that the Amaras didn't already take Meiser Ani from this Tevel. Okay? So am I disagreeing about exactly this point? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer hold that Meiser Ani doesn't make a Tevel? Right? Meaning that if you were to eat before being Marfish Meiser Ani, you would not get Malkus? And Chum say it does make a Tevel, and therefore you have to worry about it in Demai. Isn't that exactly what they're talking about? Right? If that was really what they were just, Abaye says no. If that was what they were arguing about, then we should have been told that they argued what happens to you eat Tevel before you took out Meiser Ani. That should have been the question. They shouldn't have been talking about Demai. Right? Ella dechuli alma vaday tovlo. No, everybody agrees that Meiser Ani makes a Tevel vaday. Vehacha behacha miflege mar savar lo nechadu ameyaretz al Meiser Ani shel Demai. Kevin dema moina hu afrushi mafresh. Ramana sabri kevin de tricha le milsa le mafresh. So they're really disagreeing about what an amaharetz can be bothered to do. He won't be mafresh Meiser Rishon, or at least we're worried he won't be mafresh Meiser Rishon. But Meiser Ani really belongs to someone else. right? So Maaser Ani, we think the Ani really will be Rabbi Eliezer says, look, even an Amaretz, we mafresh Maaser Ani, it really belongs to somebody else. He wants to give tzedakah. He wants to, you know, feel good about himself. And Chachamim say, no, we'll worry about Maaser Ani too. He's not going to, it's too much effort.
Everyone agrees that Maaser Rishon works.
Well, at least we're worried about it. Not that he bad, I won't. We think actually that he probably will. But we're worried about it enough to be gozer stay midirabana, that there's a state of some demand. So for Chachamim, it's not Maaser Rishon dafka. It's just not everything except Truma. Right? For Rabbi Eliezer, it's really saying, Truma, he will be mafresh. Right? We're sure he's mafresh Truma. And then Maaser Ani, we think that he won't leave it out because he'll feel bad about it. But Maaser Rishon, he won't feel so bad about, so Maaser Rishon, he'll leave in. Okay. Fine. That